coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here for the Red Sox, JD. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
How's it going, guys? You know, Jaren Duran here, California kid at heart.
California kid?
Mm-hmm.
How West Coast kid wind up over here?
Yeah, I just got the luck of the draw, man. The Red Sox picked me up and just happened to love it over here.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes and what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome, man, but, you know, it's a grindy road, man. You just got to keep working hard every single day, man. You can't come in satisfied. You got to keep working hard.
Is every kid dreaming playing in the big leagues? What do you think you guys get drafted, you in the big leagues the next day?
Yeah, right. I wish. I wish it was that easy. No, it's a long road, and it's worth it once you get here. But, I mean, I'm telling you what, man, the hard work always pays off, so you can't be satisfied.
So what's that minor league journey like? I mean, you finished, you got drafted. First of all, what round were you drafted in?
Seventh round.
Seventh round. Then you get that call that you got drafted. Take us from there. What happened?
When I got the call, I was just chilling on the couch, relaxing by myself, and honestly, I was a little caught off guard. I mean, it was like a dream come true, you know. You get your name called, and then they call you and tell you they've been picked by – I grew up a Red Sox fan, actually, so that was like a dream come true to get picked by the Red Sox.
Did you start crying?
I didn't, actually.
He cried. Then you signed that contract, and you're off to the minor leagues.
Off to the minor leagues, yep.
And what was that experience like? I mean, everybody think it's the big leagues, but you find out it's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world, yeah. I mean, you're playing in some parks you've never heard of, and you go to towns you've never even heard of that are on a map. But it's honestly a great experience, man. You meet some really good teammates and some friends along the way, some great coaches, and play some really good competition. So it was a really fun journey.
And, you know, Torrey Hunter told me about his peanut butter and jelly days. I guess you came up where y'all was past them days in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the rumors about a PB&J was a steak in the minor leagues. So, but we had our fair share of good meals. But, you know, every once in a while you had to mix in a PB&J for sure.
And then you get that call, eventually you're going to the big leagues. I mean, take our youngsters behind the scenes. What's that scene? What's that like?
It was crazy. I mean, when they called me into the office, we had just qualified for the Olympics. I played for the USA qualifying team, and they asked me, like, hey, like, you can go to the Olympics or you can go to the big leagues. They were playing tricks on me, and I was like, yeah, I think I'll go to the big leagues. Yeah, it sounds pretty nice. But I think the best part was coming out of the manager's office back in the clubhouse and seeing all my teammates standing there waiting, because they had an idea that I was going to get called up, and they were cheering for me, and they were very proud of me. So that was an awesome experience.
So wait a minute, you were our audience think you was a ball player. You was on the Olympus team as well?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I knew you was the man. So then you come to the big leagues. I mean, again, we're taking our youngsters behind us. You get to the big leagues, pull up at the ballpark, and then you got to find your way around the locker room and all that stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. What's that spirit?
I mean, first thing I did was find AC to say, what's up? And we were at the Yankee Stadium, so mm-hmm. That was a good first experience that I got to go to Yankee Stadium and go against that crowd, which is one of the harder crowds to play against in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. So, it was super fun. You know, I had a lot of older guys that helped me out and kind of led the path for me to be a good role model for some young guys that are going to come up behind me.
So what is it like for a rookie when he gets his first major league hit?
Nothing but smiles and teammates cheering you on. And unfortunately, I got Garrett Cole for my first game, but I swung first pitch and he gave me a fastball, so I got lucky. But it was an awesome experience, man. I can't even put it into words.
You still got that baseball?
Of course. My dad's got it for me.
Dad got it, okay. See, Dad, we like you, all right. What about first major league homer?
First major league homer was I didn't think it left the field. Because it was during the COVID, we were in Buffalo, and I hit an opposite field homer off of Stripling. And I don't hit a lot of homers. I'm more of like a gap-to-gap guy. So, like, I was sprinting for a hustle double, and then I realized that the umpire said it was a homer. So I got to jog the rest of the way.
I know you got that ball.
Oh, yeah, I got that ball
for
sure.
What you doing with that one?
That one's at home, too, with my dad.
Dad,
he's got the case. He's got all my stuff for me.
Wait a minute, you ain't said nothing about mom. So, mom, he forgetting about you on TV.
No, mom's my number one supporter, too. I mean, my dad's all about the baseball stuff, and my mom's all about taking care and making sure I'm okay.
So when you walk in that major league locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Yeah, it took me a couple seconds to just kind of sit back and look and be like, yeah, you got your name on the back of the jersey. That's like something you always dream of as a kid, and it's finally come true. Kind of takes your breath away for a couple seconds.
With number 16, how you wind up with number 16?
At first I was number 40, but when they let me pick, I just went to number 16 because I feel like my lucky number's always been 7. So, but there's already a 7, so I put the 6 plus the 1 is 7.
So you're in the big leagues, you got your own personal number, and you see fans walking around with jerseys on and t-shirts with your name and number on it. What does that make a major leaguer feel like?
Feels unreal, honestly, because growing up, like, we're the kids that are wearing these guys' numbers and jerseys and stuff like that. And now we got little kids wearing our jerseys and numbers and stuff. So it's honestly an awesome experience to see that. I mean, it's breathtaking to be able to, that people look up to you like that. So it's awesome.
All right, last question. You know what? When I was coaching, we'd be on the road in tournaments, get back to the hotel, and guys watch ESPN for them da-da-da-da-da moments. Do you go back to the hotel and turn on ESPN to look for yourself? Tell the truth.
No, I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, it's like you grow up watching SportsCenter, and then all of a sudden you're on it. It's kind of like one of those surreal moments that's like, oh crap, I used to grow up watching this and watching the big leaguers make plays, and now I'm possibly on SportsCenter. So it's a really cool experience to be able to see.
Coach with the man for Boston. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Honoring Satchel Paige, the greatest pitcher ever in professional baseball, a league of our own, independent developmental baseball league, will be honoring Satchel Paige by naming one of the teams in our league the Satchel Paige All-Stars. In his professional baseball career in 1926, where he took center stage as one of the greatest pitching stars of all time from 1927 to 1947. If you are a baseball player that would like to be part of this team, please call 205-264-1468 for additional information, or www.ALOOO247.com. Again, that's www.ALOOO247.com.